Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Friday, and welcome to Alive to Thrive with Brenda Fraser. Each week, Brenda brings you interesting guests and timely topics to uplift and motivate you to be all that you can be today and for all your tomorrows. Join Brenda and Alive to Thrive every Friday at noon Central Time, right here on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, here's Brenda Fraser.
To Thrive. My name is Brenda Fraser, and we're so happy you could be with us today. My guest today is going to be a filmmaker named Dan Stedman, and he's making a movie about Belleville, Illinois. We'll hear more about that in a minute. I want to welcome my co-host. I'm going to be featuring guest co-hosts once a month, and my guest co-host today is Reverend Pat Powers, also known as the Rhinestone Reverend. Welcome, Pat. Are you on the air?
I am on the line.
Fantastic. Well, we're so excited you could be with us tonight, today. Just saw you last night, so I feel like I'm still there mentally at the Raw Artist. What did you think of the event last night?
Oh, it was quite jam-packed, and it was filled with energy and with creativity and well, it was just an exciting and a fun evening. I was glad to be out and about in the city of St. Louis.
Well, thank you so much. I am so excited. I know you've done other shows on Blog Talk with Ella Speaks, and I know you've been on my show when I was on iWatch Radio. So excited that you're our guest co-host today, and I think Dan just was able to patch in from California. It's only 10
That's
a.m.
Right.
there. So welcome, Dan. How you doing?
I'm great. Thanks. Thanks for having me on your show.
Well, thanks
well,
for calling in. I know
you've
been super busy. You missed my introduction. I'm having Reverend Pat help me with the interview today because I've lost my voice a little bit. I was at an event last night till 2 a.m. So I'm going to let Reverend Pat conduct the interview, and I'll be here on the sidelines cheering you all on, but I'm excited to hear about the movie.
Great, thank you. Well, and also, we have one of our actresses calling in too, Kate Barton.
Oh, great.
Actually. So,
okay, that's
hopefully
Cooper.
We'll hear from her soon.
Yeah, I see
awesome.
Her on the dashboard, and we'll patch her in a few minutes. So she'll be listening until we patch her in. So we'll welcome Cooper to the show. So
actually,
go ahead, Pat.
It's Kate Barton. Just a correction. It's a different actress, but she plays our lead actor's wife, who, well, I'll let her explain her character more, but her name is Kate.
Okay, well,
character
we'll
is Kate.
Kate
who's the actress again?
What's that?
What's the actress' name again?
Kate Barkin.
Barkin. All right. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Well, when we start this conversation, I have to say I'm so excited about a movie made and filmed in Belleville, Illinois. Please tell me what attracted you to Belleville.
Well, it was sort of serendipitous in how it all came about. Our producer and lead actor, Ted Trent, is from Belleville, and that's how it came about. It's pretty simple. He came to me and said, for our next movie, I would like to shoot where I grew up, on my dad's farm, and it's this great location, and it's in Belleville, Illinois. And I graduated high school in Waukegan, Illinois, but I didn't know where Belleville was because I was from the northern part of the state.
Yeah, that's Chicago, and, basically.
Yeah, basically Chicago. It's almost the borderline of Wisconsin. He sent me back last July to sort of outline the movie and write it and basically find other locations and bring the story to life as a screenwriter. And then there was an article written about me, and so we started to get the community support, and everybody got really excited, and I started to hold auditions for roles that I hadn't even written yet.
How fabulous.
And I wrote a lot of it at the St. Louis Bread Company over in Fairview Heights. That's where I was sitting there outlining this feature film.
How interesting. Well, I think it's awesome that you're also tying in your opening with the bicentennial celebration in the city of Belleville.
Well, that was something I was unaware of, and that's really become a huge part of our opening week. We are so excited to be able to celebrate the city in that way and have this huge red carpet event that is unlike anything that's really happened around there. But there's going to be spotlights and vintage cars bringing the actors to the set in a media line there. And it's really exciting.
So how do
and almost
I get a
all of our actors.
So I can... How do we get a microphone to stand on that red carpet?
Oh, well, you already got your spot booked. I've already told our publicist about your show, so you'll be there.
Awesome. That's awesome.
Well
I looked at
fantastic.
That poster.
I got to interject one thing. I just have to say I manifested a red carpet in the last 48 hours because, Dan, we also designed jewelry, or myself and another person, not Pat, mm-hmm. but I said the jewelry will be on the red carpet next month, and so there it is.
There you go. You should probably talk to Kate Barton about wearing your jewelry when she comes on the line.
Well,
she's one of our lead actresses, so it's just like in Hollywood where they have the Lords of London
exactly.
with the Oscars this weekend outfitting the stars.
That's exactly right, and we have some great pieces. We are featured in the Raw Artist, R-A-W, Raw Artist. It's a national show. And that's what took place last night and took my voice out. But, we were videotaped. There's a new video coming out about the show that will be on YouTube in a couple of weeks. And they asked me exactly that, what's your aspirations? And I said, we'll have our jewelry on the red carpet. So Kate will have something matched just for her dress. So there you go.
There you go.
And that's taking place at the historic Lincoln Theater, which I think is also – I grew up in Granite City, Illinois, which is very near Belleville.
Oh,
and,
cool. Yeah.
And I go to Belleville on a regular basis to church.
That's great. Yeah, it's I fell in love with the city and all the surrounding cities. I mean, we shot in Freeburg and New Athens and Millstatt, and we were everywhere. When I say the community, I'm speaking of the community even larger than just the city of Belleville. It was really, it took hundreds of people to pull this off, and that's why we wanted to premiere it in such a big way. We've actually sold out our first show on the evening of the 22nd, which is a Tuesday evening, but we've added a second show at 10 p.m., so we're encouraging people to come to the red carpet at 6 for all that excitement for the first hour. And then local restaurants on Main Street there, a lot of them are going to be providing discounts for dinner. So you can go to the red carpet, then you can go to dinner, have some drinks, have a good time, and then come back for the 10 o'clock show.
When they come to see the movie, can you give us an idea of what we're going to see? It looks like a touching story from what I could see. It looks like it features a lot of plaid. Can you tell me about the plaid and the costumes?
Oh, a lot of plaid? Oh, yeah, there is a lot of plaid in the movie. That's very funny. There is a lot of plaid. That plaid were my plaid shirts. I no longer wear them because they're so associated with the movie, but those were my own shirts that those actors made look a lot better in those shirts than I do when I wore them, so I've given them up to the movie gods. There's a lot of plaid. It's about a farmer, and it's about a farmer who lost his wife 10 years ago when she was a boy. She was only in her mid-30s, and so she died tragically, very young. And he's been in a state of depression, isolation. Of course, that doesn't make it sound like a fun movie, but the movie is fun when a stranger from another world shows up on his property and really turns his life around through the course of their friendship, over the course of just 1 week. And so I would say the movie is sort of a dramedy, half comedy, half drama.
Ooh, I like the word.
Yeah, dramedy.
Dramedy.
It's a real word we use in Hollywood for the tone of a lot of things that just kind of touch on both. There's a lot of humor in it. It is not a depressing movie at all. That was a subject matter that meant a lot to me.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like everybody has faced those times in their life. It doesn't have to be a death, but it can be a divorce. It can be watching your children leave home and having the empty nest syndrome. It can be a breakup. It could be anything that leaves you in that spot. But the movie really shows you that you have to keep your heart open to the community that's around you, and you have to, you know, continue to live even when bad things happen. And so that was what I was addressing with it, and doing it in kind of a lighthearted way. I would think the movie is somewhere sort of a cross between Starman, that early 80s movie, and then like Forrest Gump in a way.
Awesome.
Kind of got that kind of optimistic feel to it.
The other thing I wanted to ask, for
kids over the age of 10, probably. I mean, it's not for real young children, but I would say, you know, teenagers on up.
Well, I wanted to ask you about Arlene, because it seems to me that she is not real fond of
the
new man.
No, Arlene is not fun. No, Arlene is sort of our antagonist. Arlene does not, you know, Arlene, but it's important for me not to ever let a character be one note. Arlene is coming from a real place. She's threatened by Neela, who is the stranger from another world, because she's always had Willie, the depressed farmer, to herself. She lives by him. She's also depressed. She stops by and she, you know, the phrase misery loves company.
Yes.
I think that's what she's got with Willie. And so
When
somebody who's filled with hope and is coming from this pure world, this world that's very different from our world, it's almost a utopia, when he shows up and brings light into Willie's life, that threatens Arlene, because that means, you know, she's not going to be able to wallow in misery with her friend anymore. So that's why she really has it out for Neela. That's why she really... she's not just a villain for being a villain's sake. She is defensiveness and protection for her
own. Which is
a
very real place for many of us.
Yeah, it is. And that's what I wanted to do with her. It was important for me in finding an actor as strong as Cooper, who is able to, you really see by the end of the movie, at least why she became the way she became. And
Cooper, who plays the starring role as the antagonist, is a local St. Louis actress. Am I correct?
She is. She's a very talented actress. And actually, I hired her based on her reel alone. She's also an acting coach in St. Louis. So she had a fantastic acting reel, one of the best I'd ever seen from, you know, an actor outside of New York or L.A. And I called her first, really, before anybody. After Tim O'Leary and Ted Trent, of course, Cooper was my first local hire, and that's because she was she just had this fantastic reel. So she played that, and then very quickly, I also hired Kate Barton to play Jana. That was the fourth lead in the movie, and it was very important to find, because we have all these flashback scenes to when Jana was alive, you know, as Willie's wife. was very important for me to find an actress as strong as Kate that showed how very modern they were. I didn't want people to see this as a rural movie or a dated movie. I wanted people to know that this is Belleville in 2014. And
which is a little dated, actually. Compared to Los Angeles and New York City, Belleville in 2014 is dated.
Right, but I had a lot of people thinking that it was going to be very redneck, and I thought, well, no, this is a movie. We have scenes at the Weingarten, which is a wine tasting venue, and at Eckert's, and at coffee shops, and sports pub.
I have to interject. I think Belleville is very hip. It's kind of like an up-and-coming Boulder, Colorado.
Yeah, well, I found, like, I had everything I needed access to there. Everybody had Wi-Fi. That's all I needed, really. So
the other thing I noticed is that you used the town square, which is a very Midwestern thing. So I'm very grateful about that, and I'd like to hear why you chose that kind of a scene.
Well, first of all, we had the support of the city, which was fantastic. We closed that down for about just an hour. We didn't want to be too inconvenient, but we closed that down because it is such an iconic landmark in Belleville. And, you know, everybody told me, water fountain. Of course, I'd seen it because I'd driven through there, and it is a great visual. The director in me was very excited about showing that in the movie, but that's a very funny moment where, you know, Neela just wanders right through traffic, right towards the water, which is something he's drawn to things that remind him. He doesn't know why he's here. He doesn't remember where he's from. And so he's trying to connect with the world that he came from and figure out why he's here. And when he sees that water fountain, that's water. That's an element of nature that he knows. He really is
a character. We don't know where he's from in the beginning.
No. We don't know. No, that's the fun of the movie unfolding, hopefully, is, you know, people are trying to figure him out, and he's trying to figure himself out. When he lands in a swamp at the beginning of this movie behind Willie's farm, he doesn't know who he is, why he's here. But, you know, it becomes clear that he's not normal, you know, but he knows animals. He understands animals. He understands water. He understands trees. Trees are very familiar to him. And he knows the concept of love. But in his world, love is a lot more open, where he has these memories of, like, people can love who they want to love in his world. But he doesn't understand danger. That's why he walks right into the traffic with the fountain. He doesn't understand danger and violence and things that are a threat to human beings. That's not part of his world. So he's very like a man-child who's out of place.
Well, I heard the word from Arlene that he was a house pet.
Oh, she calls him anything and everything. She's just trying to cause trouble. She's trying to get him out of there. So she thinks he's Willie's house pet. But no, she's Arlene calls Neela a whole lot of things in this movie.
Well, you know, I only got to know just a tiny piece.
Yeah, in that trailer, she calls people. He's called odd, weird, house pet. She calls him. I don't know. Just every name in the book. She tries to lure him away. When he's out there, he learns what trick or treating is, and he's trying to. I think in the sound clip I sent you guys, there's a scene where Arlene approaches Neela while he's trying to trick or treat, and she tries to get him to come home with her. So she's out to get him, that's for sure.
Does he have special powers?
Not necessarily special powers. No, it's not that far in the sci-fi. It's a lot more confusion. I think his special powers are more of an emotional thing in his understanding and his way of seeing right into people. I feel like that is special about him.
Awesome.
And he has a special connection to, you know, to Willie. I think he, I think he sees where Willie is at in life, and he doesn't understand it, but he sees it.
And so his confusion is a big part of the story.
That really, it's really a friendship story between Neil and Willie. But you know, there's some fun twists and turns too that we won't give away, so we don't give it all away. But yeah, it's really a friendship story between Neil and Willie, and it's, you know, it's great for us to get to know Willie's past too, and find out that Willie really was a much more modern man than he is when we first meet him in this movie through flashbacks with him and Jana, which I don't know if you still have Kate Martin on the line, but Jana, that's the role she plays. She shows us how contemporary her marriage was with Willie. She lived on the farm with him, but she was a very modern woman with goals and dreams of her own.
We do have Kate on the line. So, Pat, go ahead if you want to ask Kate any questions. Welcome, Kate.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Well, Kate, we are very excited about any movie focusing on the Midwest, A. B, it's right here in the metro focusing on Belleville, Illinois. C, you're a star in the movie and a local. So I'm so thrilled that they cast from the Midwest, from the St. Louis area. Tell me about getting chosen to play this role.
Well, I was originally, I'm from St. Louis, but I go to Belleville all the time. Eckert's is one of my favorite places, and I was really excited that one of my scenes was actually filmed at Eckert's in their tree lot. So that was very exciting for me as a partial Belleville local. But I was formerly a film student at the University of Texas at Austin. I moved out there, except I kind of ran out of money. So when I moved back to St. Louis, I was searching for any opportunities I could to get back in the film scene. And so I was really excited back in June of last year when I saw Dan's posting on STL Auditions. That's one of the ways a lot of local actors find jobs around here. And I contacted him, and what I was actually doing was signing up to see if I could be a part of the crew. And because the age range that they were looking for, I thought I was a little too young for. So I went to the crew meeting, and I noticed that Dan was still trying to cast the role of Jana. And I remember I went up to him, and I had, like, black eyeliner on and braided pigtails, so definitely not the look of a 35-year-old woman. And I asked him if I could audition, and I guess he was game and said sure. And so I came out the next day, read, and then there was a screen test between me and three other actresses. I met Ted, I met Tim, and they're both very wonderful, and it was a great read. And I was cast, so It was very exciting for me to be able to work on this film.
So it got you back into the acting scene. Are you doing another movie? Has something else happened exciting in your life?
Well, actually, there's going to be I don't know if I can.
Yeah, you can go for it, Kate.
I can?
Yeah.
Okay, it's a second. Had to hint to the director. There's going to be a second film shooting in Belleville in April around the time of the premiere, and I do have a small role in that, and I'm very excited. It's a Christmas film. It's called Expect Delays. And so, yeah, I'm going to be able to work with Dan and Ted again, and I'm really excited about it.
Well, that is fantastic.
She's a college student. This time, Kate is a college student, so she jumped from 35-year-old married woman to, you know, 21-year-old college student.
That's an actress. That's an actress. So what has inspired you, and I don't care which one of you answer that, what has inspired you to be a part of the art community?
Go ahead, Kate. Do you want to start?
Oh, man. it's a very broad question. Well, I really like, I kind of felt as a teenager that I always loved going to the movies for the kind of escape that it provided, and being able to be a part of creating these stories that are kind of, you know, larger than our own lives. I think is really meaningful. And I'd like to be a screenwriter one day. And just being around a team of creative people is one of the most wonderful feelings in the world. And so I don't know if that's a good enough answer, but that's...
It's the perfect answer because
it's what it means to me. So.
Yeah, that's good. I'm going to let my mom answer that in person on April 23rd and 24th. My mom is coming up from Florida for the premiere, of course, to be my date, and on the red carpet, and she is going to do a free workshop called Parenting a Creative Child. And
I saw that.
Yeah, that's my mother, and she's going to talk about raising a kid who's just different. You know, it doesn't have to be somebody who's a screenwriter or a director, because of course, when you're a kid, you don't really know exactly. But I mean, I did play sports, but I was spending a lot more time with puppet shows in my basement and selling tickets to the shows, and you know, and then I started my career when I was 14. Thanks to my mother, she saw an ad in the paper that said, make your own TV show. And she brought it to me, and she's like, honey, it looks like there's a thing called public access TV, and you can make your own TV show. And that started my whole career back in, like, 1987 in television. And so my mom is going to speak about parenting a creative child, and that's where my artistic side came from, really from her.
Well, what I know about the creative child, because I was one as well, I was not encouraged, and I was informed that, you know, you really should sit down and be quiet, and no, you're not really all that cute, and no, we really don't want to pay attention. Mm. And so now, as a grandparent of a very creative child, I say, I'll listen to anything, sweetheart. I love what
That's
you do.
Great.
Please sing that for me again. So I know that the encouragement can change the outcome.
When you know better, you do better, you know. So it's great that you know better and you're able to do better with your grandchildren.
Yes, it's an awesome, awesome thing. The other thing that I would like to ask about is someone's favorite movie is Willy Wonka. I think that's Ted's favorite movie. I'm not sure.
That is Ted's favorite movie, yes. That
and
very much
so
is.
So do we have any of the Willy Wonka in this, that kind of real over-the-top humor?
Yeah, he's probably inspired by Willy Wonka, by Gene Wilder. He loves Willy Wonka, as do I, but he really loves it. He's got a huge original vintage poster in his loft, which I've been to in L.A. So Willy Wonka is probably this will be Ted's movie that's most in the vein of that, although I don't think of this movie as being Willy
And
Wonka.
Ted plays Neela, correct?
He does. And he is oddball character. So in that way,
right.
I think it can be similar to Willy Wonka. It doesn't have all the children and all the candy.
Well, no, I wouldn't have expected that, but a lot of things were expressed in expression. So the facial looks that came out on Gene Wilder and on all of those characters really were communicative expressions. And so I think that's probably what we'll see as an influence in Neela.
You're right. That's a lot of, like, Ted's character, which, again, is nothing like any of the other actors. Now, Kate can speak to the groundedness of her character and how very different both, you know, she and Willie are from Neela. Maybe I'll let her explain, like, sort of where Willie's at in this movie, because he couldn't be more opposite than Neela. And then, you know, I don't know, Kate, maybe if you remember some of the things that we discussed about what was important for Janet to bring to the story of Willie, you know.
Well, referring back to the Ted and Willy Wonka, I will say that both of them kind of bring this man-child energy to the screen, like Dan was talking about. And I remember the first day that I met Ted, he was already fully in character as Neela. And so my first time meeting him, he came up and he was dressed in a bright turquoise robe, and he gave me a hug, and it was all very whimsical. So I guess that would kind of tie to Willy Wonka if we had to put it there. As far as Willie and Jana, Willie is very traditional. He is a farmer, and he's very, even before Jana dies, he's very comfortable, you know, being at home working on his farm and not really experiencing anything different or, I don't want to say fun because that's, you know, but Jana is, you know, grew up in Belleville as well, and she's really a country girl. She does work the land. She helps out, but she also has dreams and ambitions outside of the small town. Mm-hmm. And she's always pushing Willie to try new things. Like in the film, one of the scenes, she's trying to get him to take a dance class. And, of course, that's outside of his comfort zone. So he really doesn't want to. But, you know, he loves her very much. And so he's willing
to
at least,
you know. Yeah, we find out that Jana would drag him over to St. Louis to an indie movie theater to watch independent films. And, you know, yeah, she's a modern woman who has goals, you know, outside of just, I don't remember your line, Kate, but I should.
Outside
I wrote
of
it, but,
cultural, or wait, daily, something about daily conversations with chicken. Cultural.
Yeah,
influences.
Something outside of her daily conversations with chicken. Yeah, exactly.
That's always a fun line.
Hey, that is a good line. I may have to use that. I don't know how, but I'll find a way. I'm quite sure. Well, I think it's time for us to take a break. So would you like to lead us into that, Brenda?
Yes. This has been a fascinating discussion so far, and we're going to continue talking about Belleville, the movie, with filmmaker Dan Steadman and lead actress here, Kate Barton, and my guest co-host, Reverend Pat Powers. Thank you so much, Reverend Pat, for stepping in. We're going to go to a short break. You're listening to Alive to Thrive with Brenda Fraser and Reverend Pat Powers. We'll be right back.
We're open for business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
Remember when your neighbor found us naked in the car?
Give up on sex. Don't give up on birth control either. There are more methods than you think. Visit Bedsider.org to compare all the choices. Brought to you by Bedsider and the Ad Council. Bedsider.org.
You're listening to Alive to Thrive with Brenda Fraser on GGM. And now, back to the show.
Welcome back to Alive to Thrive. My name is Brenda Fraser. My co-host today is Reverend Pat Powers, and we're interviewing the filmmaker of Belleville, the movie, which has its premiere opening on April 22nd in Belleville, Illinois. And we're having a wonderful conversation with one of the actresses, and we're now back to the show. Welcome back, Pat.
Well, I'm glad to be back. I'm just so happy to have on the line with us Dan Steadman and our St. Louis local actress. I'm just so excited about the fact that our people here in the Midwest were able to be featured in a movie about the Midwest. So we didn't have to learn an accent.
That's right.
Did you find anybody that really needed some coaching in the catching some of the twang of the Midwest?
Well, I certainly don't, because I'm from Michigan, so I sound like everybody there. And that's where I grew up, even though I live in L.A. now. I'm from Grand Rapids, Michigan, and so I still pronounce car like that. whenever
corn.
I say car,
we go
I
out
get,
to the field
get,
and we pick some corn.
Just kind of, yeah, that some of those long vowels. But no, I didn't really have to, because everybody in the movie, including Ted, is from the Midwest, with the exception of Tim O'Leary, who plays Willie, and he's from Boston, but you don't hear any Boston in his voice, so there was no accent coaching.
Well, it's an interesting thing, because I noticed myself, I can kind of tell which part of town we're from by the way we say certain things.
I'm sure. And I was told I should work in the word FARC for fork, and but that's a very specific one. Somebody calls them FARCs. And I did not work that into the movie, because the more I talked about those people, they're like, well, I don't know what part of town that is. But anyway, I had a lot of people offering great suggestions for local flavor when I was there writing the film.
Awesome. Well, we do love our own local flavor right here in the Metro Midwest area. The other thing I wanted to ask both of you is, what do you think the great appeal will be beyond the Midwest? This is not a movie that's only going to be shown right here in good old Midwestern parts of the country. This is a national film, I believe.
Right,
correct?
Right. Just it won't be released necessarily nationally in theaters, but it hopefully will be out on video on demand all over the world and Netflix and that sort of thing if things go well. It all starts with Belleville, and it all starts with people showing up and buying tickets to that first week. That will determine the fate of the movie we're about to shoot the next week, which will be a Christmas film. And it also just depends, and that really shows whether we can continue to make movies in the Midwest, because independent movies are tough. Everybody expects movies to be free, and everybody thinks that people who make movies are millionaires. And none of that is true.
Is that not true? That is not true.
No, let's just say I'm going to be working at the Oscars this week and not attending the Oscars.
I understand, but let's hope that can change in the future.
Yes. But you know, it's I know a lot of famous people. I have another movie opening up in April in 10 major markets, and Octavia Spencer is in that movie, and of course she now has an Oscar in her hands for The Help. She's a huge star, and so I know a lot of these people, and it's just a very different reality than what people think of when they think of Hollywood. It's very filtered
Hollywood
through sort of a
is not
story.
What we think.
What was that?
We think Hollywood. We think of Beverly Hills. Hollywood itself
is
no fantastic place.
No, Hollywood is made up a bunch of artists who have to shop at the 99-cent only stores for groceries and stuff here. Like that's the Hollywood I know. So, you know, it's and when you see those credits at the end of the movie, hundreds of names go by. Those are all people trying to, you know, put food on their tables. And so I think people have a very false sense of, like, I think people feel that they can steal movies and download them because they can. And then they think that that's okay. But it doesn't occur to me to go inside of Target and steal sweaters if I can get away with it, you know?
Yes.
Just because you can do it doesn't mean you should do it. And so that's what people just, yeah. And, you know, it's because it's fun. You know, the red carpet event will look fun, so people probably associate. But, you know, nobody in this movie got, none of the actors got paid. It was a labor of love. It's just because, you know, we're literally making this movie with Ted Trent supporting it, because this is his dream for his hometown. And this is the opportunity he wishes he had had when he was a kid growing up in Belleville. And so he's coming back and giving this opportunity to dozens and dozens of people. And if you're including the extras, he's giving this opportunity to hundreds of people.
Well, we're grateful to Ted for being sure that you brought this kind of a film to the Midwest and to Belleville specifically. We're very, very grateful for that.
Yeah, I think that's great. I have a debt of gratitude for the public access TV that I started in Michigan, which was taxpayer funded, and that gave me my start in life. And so I am so grateful to that, for that there was some concern for the arts in Michigan where I grew up, because it wasn't, it's very focused on, in the Midwest, a lot of things are just focused on sports and on the big game that weekend, and that really tends to be the culture. And so it's hard for kids who are different to find a place for themselves. But yes, I appreciate that about TED too. It excites me to no end to find the talent that I found, so much so that all these people, that were making another movie there. The actors
we're
I found
grateful.
In that area are just fantastic.
So can you answer another question for me? And that is, I know the message is a message of hope.
Right.
Can you take that word and stretch it a little bit so we can get an idea of it?
Well, the hope is to be found in your community and in the love that surrounds you. And most people have access to that, but when you're going through depression and when you become isolated, and essentially Willie has become a hermit, when you turn that way and you turn internal, you lose out on a lot of life. And that's not what Jana would have wanted for Willie. There's a lot of talk where people in the movie talk about how they brought meals to Willie after Jana's death and how they did all these things for him. And he just rejected it. He didn't want help. And now it's a decade later and he's still closed off. And so that's where, that Neela brings hope into his life. And the hope comes through a friendship, by Willie just allowing Neela to stay on his property. He doesn't let him in the house. He's out in the, barn with no windows, or it's like a structure. It's not really a barn. It's actually what used to be a wash house. But by not kicking Neela off immediately, which of course would be Willie's sort of gut instinct, slowly opening his heart towards somebody else and listening to somebody else, that friendship develops a hope within Willie throughout the movie. And so I guess that's the expansion of the word hope. So it's both about that, and then it's really a tale about friendship between two men. And I don't think you see those stories often enough, the value of adult friendship.
Well, unless it's about how to betray your best buddy or how to hurt him in some way or take what he has.
Yeah.
I think a lot of times,
I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, I think that being able to know there's support in our friendship and there's learning and growth and expansion in our own consciousness. From being
and
willing
to
have an interaction with another person.
Right. You have to be open to them as you get older. A lot of times people pour everything into their spouse, if they have one, and into their children, mm-hmm. that if something happens, the kids leave home or you get a divorce or something like happens, there are so many adults in this world that are left alone, and they suddenly realize they have no friends. And it gets harder and harder to develop close, honest friendships the older you get, because you get more stuck in your ways and
none of us understand
stubborn.
That.
I think a lot of times people are lazy and they don't want to tell their stories all over to a brand new person. I think some people just, it just gets, or they pour everything into their pet. I've met a lot of people who it doesn't seem like they're open for human friendships because they just have that pet at home that, loves them unconditionally. And, I guess they talk to their pet and but they're not really open towards other humans. I think it becomes easy to just get shut off. And I think that's where Willie's at is, he's got his horses, he's got his tractor. He lives in a miserable, miserable house that's almost, should be condemned. But that's just how he does. He's, he's got his beer and he's got his, this house is like heaped in trash. So I wouldn't even call it hoarding. I think he just
didn't care.
He doesn't care. He just throws things on the ground when he's done with it, and it's And we see through flashbacks, I mean, Kate can speak to that. We see through flashbacks that that was not his life when Jana was around.
Mm-mm. No. As far as the message of hope, I read somewhere that you should never invest your happiness into something that can be taken away. And I think that's definitely what happens with Willie. All his happiness is invested into Jana. And
right.
Once she's gone, his world is gone. And I think in times like that, when people are in those situations, and I know it's really hard, if you can't find your world, you have to find a reason to be there for somebody else. And it's a really beautiful story in that way. And yes, Willie definitely turns very reclusive, and the structure we filmed in was actually pretty cool. It was Ted's family's property that no one had lived on for years and years and years. So when we went in there, you know, it was very trashy. I think somebody was shoveling horse poop or cow poop. That was interesting. There were peacocks. It was a very colorful place. But
right.
Yeah, inside.
Yeah, there were peacocks inside.
No, not inside. But
right.
It was like a big, I don't know, acreage, but it was a big spit of land. And, I mean, the person doing set, Rachel, did her best to kind of, you know, take the structure and she painted walls inside and we hung pictures, did everything we could to make it look like there was once life into this structure to bring the story to life. So, yes, I can attest to that. It did not.
Yeah, Kate has a very sweet scene with Tim as Jan and Willie, where they're just having one of those early morning conversations in bed where they're just discussing their day and just the idea of you know, the dance classes that she's trying to get Willie to do. And it was important for me to just get a very intimate snippet of a loving couple. But of course, yeah, we really had to fix up the room for that flashback because that place was trashed.
when
Jana was alive, it was much nicer.
It was a really funny filming situation, too. I think it was one of my first scenes of that day. We had I think, two cameras on our crew, and one of them was situated outside of a window, and the other one was through a doorway, and Tim and I were, you know, in bed together talking like we had just woken up, and Ted and Dan and everybody from crew was right in front of us. And so it was very awkward, funny, kind of intimate moment with a bunch of
especially when you're in
windows.
An old bedroom. And you're
yes,
in an old
yes.
bedroom in an old house that's a small room on a tiny double bed. Yes.
Well, and we were filming in at the end of October, and so it was when it started to get really, really cold. Of course not like it's been cold now. And so the bed, you know, was open air all night, so they put some sheets on it, but the sheets had kind of frozen, so when we crawled in it was very cold.
Oh no.
But she was in bed with
an actor who looks like John Hamm, so she kept
Well, it wasn't
warm.
All bad. No bad.
All right. I support that. Well, I would like to let people know how to see the trailer, which is go to BellevilleTheMovie.com.
That's right.
And from there, you can find out about these fabulous workshops that Dan's mom's going to be leading on how to parent a creative child. You'll be able to find out the details about the red carpet event. You'll be able to know exactly when to book your tickets for April 22nd, 23rd, or the 24th. I think it's a big celebration all weekend, if I'm correct.
Well, yeah, the opening night is sold out, the 7:30 show, but we've added a 10 o'clock show. So a lot of people are going to come to the red carpet at 6 and then take their ticket stubs, which hopefully people are buying now, but take their ticket stubs and go to dinner. And I think a lot of the local restaurants there on Main Street are going to give discounts, sort of have a package thing for dinner. And then come back at 10 o'clock for the 10 o'clock showing. And then, yeah, if Tuesday night doesn't work out, that's the whole red carpet thing. But the rest of the week, we're playing all the way through the following Saturday. Come during the daytime on Wednesday or Thursday, you know. And like you said, those workshops are free, and that'll be, there's one about how to get into reality TV. There's one about, you know, parenting a creative child, and there's one about getting into writing and directing. So we're offering those, just, that's our way of giving back as well to the community. So we hope that people come in, you know, bring in school groups or something. There's so many opportunities.
Southern Illinois is right there, Southern Illinois University, which was where I went to school in speech and theater and drama and debate. And I was a local community actress myself with the Maskers Players Group in Collinsville. And so I was, Jenna, you'll appreciate this, I was actually 18, and I was playing the role of one of the sisters in Arsenic and Old Lace, and the other sister was actually 62. So I was very young and got to play the sister of a very old girl together to really bring off that particular performance. So those are things that, as an actress myself, I still call myself that once in a while. And the stage for me became holding the microphone on a Sunday morning. So I never gave it up. I just changed the venue. So I know for all of us, this whole theater thing can be so exciting.
Yeah, I just hope everybody, you know, we're just spreading the word so that people come up and show up for that. Because so often you do things like this, and it's such a big launch that you hear from people afterwards saying, oh, I wish I'd known, or, oh, that sounded like fun. I wish I would have had the, you know, audacity to show up. And you're like, well, yeah, I wish you would have too, you know. So we're trying to get people to, like, come, you know, do it. And come see the movie. The tickets are already on sale now through our website and through the Lincoln Theatre's website, and that really determines how that week turns out and how big that week is as far as events and coverage and all that. And then, you know, it may extend beyond that if it does well that week. But opening night, there's a lot of interest, but we really encourage people to come see it throughout the rest of the week. We're also going to have a lot of our actors host some of the different screenings, so it'd be a great opportunity to meet the actors throughout the week that were in the film and ask them any questions you want.
Good. Well, and those are the things that we want to be able to do.
Hey, fantastic. And this is Brenda again. I just want to chime in that Lincoln website is www.lincolntheater-belleville.com. So if folks go to that website, they can get tickets on that website. So that's a nice, easy way. It's right on the homepage. When you go to that website, I'm scrolling down and looking at it now. So it's right there.
Yep.
It shows all the show times, and a fantastic, convenient way to get tickets ahead of time online.
Well, the other thing noticed and I wanted to ask you about is your Twitter, because you have 30 movies?
Yes. Yes, and our Facebook page has about the same amount on our facebook.com/BelleVilleMovie. It's great. It's really growing. We found out that we're going to get some coverage in the Chicago Sun-Times even. And you know, they don't do a lot when it comes to Southern Illinois.
So they don't even know we're down here.
Right. So we are very excited about that, and hoping that all that stuff, the more likes you get, the more ticket sales you have in your open weekend. You know, our goal would be to get this on, we'd like to get this on like the Hallmark Channel or Up or one of these national cable channels. We'd like to see this movie on, but that's a big hurdle to get a movie on that level, but all eyes are on this week in Belleville. I mean, even here in town, our managers and some of the distribution people that I'm working with are looking at how successfully we launched this in Belleville. And
well, I believe you can trust Brenda and I will do our best to notify our friends. I have 4,000 friends on Facebook, certainly not 30,000. But I'm happy to share about this movie.
Great.
I'm so happy to share about our city and our area. And knowing that you're coming back to film another movie here just tells us it must have truly been fulfilling for you, Dan.
It was great. That's while I've been doing all my post-production duties on Belleville, I've been writing this Christmas film, and it's been so fun to write specifically for actors that I've already worked with and know their voices. And the movie's called Expect Delays, and it's a very different film from Belleville, but it's, you know, just kind of about a family and what they go through during the week or the 2 days of leading up to Christmas. But we're going to shoot in a mall there, and we're going to shoot, you know, in a restaurant there and inside of a home. And we've got crowd scenes again inside the mall. So all these hundreds of people that enjoyed being in Belleville, we'll have a lot more people that will, you know, be asking how they can be seen in the movie. And we've got a couple of big scenes in the mall that will be opportunities for that. And then Kate, of course, has her big college dorm scene.
I'm so excited.
Playing
well,
a Jewish best
friend. Play someone that young. That you must admit, to go from one
I can go back
to
college. I'm really excited to go to college.
And you'll get to wear the cute college clothes.
That's the best part. And I heard you have some jewelry for me, too. I was on the line.
Yeah, that's me, Brenda, and our jewelry business is called Butterfly Moon Designs. We were just featured in Raw Artists last night at downtown St. Louis. It's a national nonprofit that features independent artists all across the country. It's in 60 cities and internationally. And, you know, Dan, you may want to look into them, rawartists.org, because you might be able to get involved with the show they have in L.A. They have a huge final awards banquet in January each year to feature the best of all the different cities. And I'll make sure that we are putting this out there. As Pat said, she's got about 4,000. I have about 4,000 between Facebook and LinkedIn. But with all the Raw Artists, the other artists that like to promote independent projects and independent film, independent artists, it's a great, you know, synergistic community that everyone wants to help everybody else. So we're committed
to
here.
If we can get, you know, Joan Rivers to come cover our red carpet and ask Kate who she's wearing, she can.
Who needs Joan Rivers if you have Reverend Pat Powers?
That's right.
I hold that microphone, and I'm a good interviewer.
Yeah.
The thing I would like to leave you all with. The thing I would like to leave you all with that I read in one of the notifications is that we need to celebrate our life with all the breath in our body. Now, I have to tell you, Dan, that particular line was truly moving for me to even read it as a snippet. So I know that the
hope
comes about because I would assume that he gets to celebrate, Willie gets to celebrate life again with all the breath in his body.
Well, I hope the movie ends that way because that would make me feel good as a moviegoer.
Yes.
So, and I've seen the movie, so I think you're on to something there. So.
Well, I love that line because that's one of the things that most of us who are depressed are unable to do is to realize that we can celebrate with every breath.
That's right.
And so I truly wanted to compliment you on taking that line and making it twisted so beautifully.
Well, thank you so much.
How are we on time, Brenda?
We're just running out of time. So thank you both, Dan and Kate and Reverend Pat, for co-hosting today. I really appreciate it. Coming up in March, it's Women's History Month. We will be featuring an organization called Global Mamas, which brings U.S. businesswomen to Ghana, Africa. That will be on March 7th. On March 14th, we have author Nancy Meyer. March 21, the co-founder of Women's Power Networking, Marilyn Shannon, will be on March 21. And then March 28th, Cindy Meyer, publisher of Spirit Seeker magazine. So big month coming up in March and in April, the opening grand premiere of Belleville, the movie. Thank you, everyone. Have a fantastic weekend.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Dan.